This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. More than 2,000 scientists are unveiling a new report today on the Earth's ability to support a growing human population. The scientists come from nearly 100 nations. Their report is called the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment, and it finds that unless governments act now, environmental damage will doom efforts to reduce hunger, poverty, and disease. NPR's David Malikoff reports.
The new study draws heavily on the work of environmental scientists who have shown that ecosystems, things like forests, coral reefs, and salt marshes, are key for human survival. Scientists like Tom Jordan.
Let's take a little walk down towards the stream.
Jordan is a biogeochemist at the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center in Edgewater, Maryland. He studies one of the really big issues identified by the Millennium Assessment. It's how farming is remaking the natural world, including the small patch of trees where Jordan does his work.
Basically, this forest that's lining the stream is surrounded by cornfields.
It's just a remnant of the large forest that once stretched around the nearby Chesapeake Bay. And the Millennium Report says that around the globe, humans are converting more wildlands into farms and pastures than ever before. In fact, we've converted more land to agriculture over the last 60 years than we did in the previous 200 years. That's helped boost food production, a good thing, but it has also dramatically increased the use of nitrogen fertilizer. And that's bad because nitrogen leaches into waterways and ultimately flows to the coast. There, it can fuel massive plankton and algae blooms that destroy valuable inshore fisheries. That's what happened in the Chesapeake Bay. The authors of the Millennium Assessment say one solution to the global nitrogen problem is to protect and expand fragmented ecosystems, like Jordan's forest. That's because he and other scientists have shown that a healthy forest can be a great nitrogen sponge. It soaks up the chemical as it leaks from surrounding fields.
The forest is able to intercept up to about 90% of the nitrate that it's getting from the cropland.
The Millennium Assessment says that many other ecosystems also provide valuable services.
The first thing is to recognize that ecosystems and their health are central to human well-being.
Bob Watson is the chief scientist at the World Bank, one of several organizations that help pay for the assessment. Altogether, the report looks at several dozen services that ecosystems provide. Wetlands can clean water, mangrove trees protect people from storms and floods, and the ocean is a major source of protein. But the assessment says that damage to these ecosystems threatens to cut off many of their services within 50 years.
In total, there were about 24 services, of which literally only four of them were improving, five were about constant, and 15 were degrading.
Watson says governments can take steps to reverse those numbers. One is to figure out how to reward people who take care of valuable ecosystems.
There's a wonderful example in Costa Rica where people that own land up in the forested areas in the mountains are being paid by people downstream to maintain their forest, because if they cut it, there would be runoff and sedimentation in the rivers, there'd be less water for agriculture and irrigation downstream.
And Watson says keeping the forests means more tourists will come to visit too. But the assessment also presents four rather gloomy scenarios for the future. In the worst case, the authors imagine a world in which most nations fail to act.
It was a world where, unfortunately, ecological systems were largely destroyed. It was a world where, unfortunately, where there were more malnourished children in 2050 than there were today.
The report's take-home message, Watson says, is that business as usual is not an option. David Malikoff, NPR News.